KQED.
Never mind the governor's budget plan released yesterday. What California's Cognoscenti are talking about today is the budget deficit. There isn't one. At least according to the Brown administration's calculations, the passage of Proposition 30 should add $6 billion a year in tax revenues to the state coffers and push California back into the black. But back to that budget plan. KPCC's Julie Small reports.
Governor Brown brought two jumbo-sized charts to his budget release. One showed plunging red bars representing the multi-billion dollar deficits his administration projected 2 years ago. The other chart showed rising gold bars, millions of dollars in surplus cash Brown projects California will have if the legislature adopts his plan.
Right now, for the next 4 years, we're talking about a balanced budget. We're talking about living within our means. This is new. This is a breakthrough.
The state schools are getting the only significant spending increase, $2.7 billion for K-12 and $250 million each to the University of California and California State University systems.
It's not just the money that's going in, but it's going in under new conditions.
Brown wants to change the funding formula for K-12 schools so that districts that bear a disproportionate cost to educate children get a greater share of state funds. Brown also wants the state's colleges and universities to do a better job of graduating students within 4 years. Assembly Speaker John Perez supports the boost for higher education if it's spent wisely, but not if they take the money and still hike student fees.
They cannot have any doubt in their mind that if they attempt to do student fee increases, that they will not be treated as well in future budgets, because we're not going to give them money just to have them drive up the cost for students that are already being squeezed out.
The Los Angeles Democrat says even though the state has reached budget stability, California lost ground.
You're still dealing with the cumulative impacts of all the cuts that have happened over the last several years.
Some low-income Californians will benefit from Brown's new budget plan, which would expand Medi-Cal. The Brown administration's committed to an extra $350 million to cover more low-income Californians as part of federal health care reform. Otherwise, Brown's budget lines remain mostly flat or down. He says he's prepared to hear from a lot of interest groups, lobbyists, and lawmakers.
And what they want to deliver is spending that we don't have the money for. And I accept and embrace my role of saying no.
Republican lawmakers praised Brown's frugality pledge, but they said they can't call his budget fiscally conservative when it's balanced with a multi-billion dollar tax hike, Prop 30.
It's a nice problem to have more revenues. You know, obviously the wolves are tearing the sheep apart right now in figuring out how to spend it.
Senate Minority Leader Bob Huff says it's risky to count on a surplus when the economy's still recovering.
I mean, it's slowly growing, but it's so slowly that it could easily go the other direction. You still have, you know, the housing sector is still depressed in many of the areas of the state. Until that's robust and performing again, I don't think you can declare the deficits are over.
Now comes the hard part. Lawmakers will spend the next few months taking Brown's budget plan apart piece by piece and putting it back together in a way that they and the governor can agree on. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.